Station 3. In the previous investigation of amber honeysuckle, we looked at invasive species and how their arrival can upset the health of an ecosystem that has by and large learned to work in balance with itself. But just because internal checks and balances exist in nature doesn't mean the members of an ecosystem can't capsize on their own from time to time either. Case in point, please direct your attention to Mother Nature's equivalent of a bad hair day over on your right. This rather haphazard collection of dangling cables are wild grapevines. They are native to this place, and a bit like a rattlesnake that absolutely belongs in its home terrain, simply being native doesn't automatically mean that it's benign. In similar fashion, these gnarly, rope-like plants can be double-edged swords depending on the circumstance. But the more you know about vines, the harder it becomes to see them as strictly good or strictly bad. The first thing to know about grapevines, and vines in general, is that their life strategy is actually rather ingenious. Grapevines are shade intolerant, so living anywhere but in direct sunlight is not even an option for them. They have big leaves for photosynthesis and need to get them spread out, just like the solar panels you occasionally see out in a field. It appears that the deck is stacked against them. So many other trees are growing around them, and it's a ruthless race for space, like competing armies trying to claim the high ground. Some plants will adapt to the presence of so much competition, learning to do more with less, and actually prefer the indirect sunlight of the understory. Others flourish in open fields, where there isn't so much competition. But the grapevine has a dilemma. It is not structurally endowed to stand on its own the way trees can, and yet its only chance to live is for it to find its way to the very top. Trees achieve this, but manufacturing the necessary girth is a very energy-intensive process, and that's energy the vine simply doesn't have. Luckily for the vine, it doesn't need it. Instead, it grabs hold of a young sapling tree and co-opts its ambition as the young tree grows and piggybacks all the way to the top, where it can now spread its leaves in the full sun. Just like a kid with a skateboard being pulled by another kid on a bike, it expends no energy toward its ultimate goal, other than growing more of its rather spindly stem. I guess you could say that a grapevine is a sort of free rider, which in human parlance refers to someone or an organization that benefits from a circumstance without paying the cost that situation creates for others in the community. As they become mature, they use their available energy to make grapes, lots and lots of grapes, which become valuable food for local birds and mammals. Turkey, pheasant, grouse, deer, bear, raccoon, and skunks are all frequent diners. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service reports that over 80 species of birds are known to feed off the grapes, especially migrating birds, whose refueling pit stops are well-timed for when the fruit becomes ripe. So, what's not to love? Well, just ask the trees that are now entangled in them. Once the grapevine reaches the top of the canopy, it spreads out its leaves, which cover the leaves of the host tree. If the leaves of the now-covered tree cannot photosynthesize enough, the tree will die. Many times, it can't even fall to the ground because its branches are now entangled in the vine netting. Other times, when a big tree eventually does fall, it can take several other healthy trees along with it that are also entangled in the net. For those who grow wood for commercial purposes, vines can restrict and warp the normal growth of the trees, which is their product. And if a fire breaks out, the vines can unfortunately act like a staircase for the flames. So how does a grapevine climb? They use what are called tendrils to attach themselves primarily to young trees. Think of a tendril as a cross between Indiana Jones's whip and a grappling hook. Once they fasten themselves to the sapling, they just hang on and grow along for the ride. While we may be tempted to look at this as cheating, from a survival perspective, the mechanism is really quite brilliant.